so strange that it's just exactly the same scenario it was 30-odd years ago.
Go and spell it out for us. Where were we?
Basically, leading up to it, we had to win our last two games, which we'd won the game before the last, and we have to go to the northeast at Newcastle to beat Newcastle to get, you know, into the first division, as it was called then. And literally, I took them all out, the team, on Wednesday. And literally, we watched Newcastle beat Bristol Rovers 5-0. And I didn't have to do a team talk come Saturday, you know, because they knew how good Newcastle were. But the lads just went out and said, go out and play. It's a must-win game, and we go to the big league. And they went out, and inside 20 minutes, we were 3-0 up. So that was fantastic, you know, at that time.
And it's up in the northeast again. Yeah, you know, the crunch match is Middlesbrough, isn't it?
We have exactly the same scenario.
Yeah.
Which, you know, 25 miles away from Newcastle is Middlesbrough. So to go to Middlesbrough and win the game, that could happen twice in 30-odd years.
That would be amazing. Adam, it's a bit of a funny one now. I mean, everybody's playing the permutations game. Because Middlesbrough drew their last match, it kind of means this is like it wouldn't matter if today we slipped up, would it?
Well, I think they'd want to get the job done as soon as possible, really. I mean, just to pick up the 3 points, I think Alan would agree, being a manager, it's in Brighton's hands now, which I think as a player and as a club and as a manager, that's the scenario that you want, is that you want the points and the games to be in control of you. The last thing you want to be doing is rely. I know the Middlesbrough Brighton game will probably be a shootout game, but you don't want to be relying on anybody else, and that means you can just concentrate and the players can just be focused on the two games in hand, which are absolutely massive.
And Alan, if we do beat Derby, then how would you playing for a draw at Middlesbrough? Because that's all you would need.
Never thought about ever playing for a draw. You know, if you're that good a side, which we are at the moment, go up there and win, and that's what it's all about. Today is today. We've got to win today. And we would go up there full of the joys of, you know, going to the Premier League to beat Middlesbrough. It's as Adam just said, you know, you want to win this game come today. Mm. That's very important. I mean, these two games are the most important two games in the last 30-odd years. And that's how big it is for the football club to take place today and next Saturday.
It's interesting. Adam, we were talking to Liam Rossini, talking about the pressure on the players, and he says you've just got to put that out of your mind. As a player, when you go into these very big matches and you know the 3 points are absolutely vital, does it change the way you approach it? Does it change the way you play?
I think it brings the best out of people. I think that when these are the games that, when you grow up as a kid and when you're growing up and you're playing week in, week out, this is what it's all about. And if Brighton get promoted this season, every single game's going to be like this next year, do you know? So it's going to be a good experience from the players. And you think recently the results that have been coming out for Brighton of Albion, they're dealing with the pressure very, very well. Mm. It's the likes of Middlesbrough that have just slipped up away at Birmingham. You know, these little results that keep creeping in every now and then, that everyone thought that would be happening to Brighton, and Brighton would be falling away by the wayside. They had a great start to the season and then had a bit of a slip up over Christmas, but they've just come back since that Cardiff defeat. It's really rallied them into gear, and what's made a massive difference is that they've brought the goal difference straight back in contention with the other two, which has made it, that in itself could be a massive point come the end of the season.
It's exciting, isn't it, Alan? I bet you enjoy all this. I mean, this is what football's all about, isn't it?
Well, to be fair, I'm more nervous now than I was, you know, 30 odd years ago, because I can't do anything about it. All I can go is support the team, you know, today. But you know, I feel as though I want to get my boots on, you know, and that's ridiculous, but that's the way I feel. Because, and as Adam's just been talking there, you know, they're on a winning streak. They've been playing very, very well recently. I'm glad they're playing two top sides, because, you know, we've had one or two little problems with the sides a bit lower than, you know, what we're going to play in the next two games. But they seem very, very confident in their own ability. And, you know, I'm looking forward to the game very much. But, as I say, I'm extremely nervous now because I can't do anything at all about it.
Yeah. Adam, give us a score prediction today.
I think Brighton will win today. I think they just have that little bit more quality. I think that the way that we are playing at home especially, you know, we struggled a little bit against Fulham, but then all of a sudden we got the penalty, and then we just we just went into gear, really. So I believe a Brighton of Albion win today, and I can see now the momentum with the football club, and I can see Premier League football for next season.